Time now for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them on the web at tqag.com. You can find them right here on Robinhood Radio right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Oh,
holy smokes, Greg, you sound
normal.
Normal. I mean, your levels and your sound are just like Tim's now.
Oh, wow.
I'm using my latest product from the apple orchard.
Well, it's working.
What a relief. So, and where are you? Are you still in Fla, or have you moved north?
I'm in Florida. Tim is in
Los Angeles.
Okay. So at least you've got a lock on the decent weather.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 4:30 where Tim is.
I know, and it's really great that he gets up to do that.
I'm just rubbing it in.
Actually, I flew in yesterday, so I'm still on East Coast time.
Yeah, you'd be up anyway.
That made it much easier.
And you know, there's an people who work in businesses that have their hubs on the East Coast typically stay on
East Coast time.
So it's not as though you're the only. Once it's discovered that that's what you do, you suddenly find a bunch of people who do it.
Oh yeah. So yeah, it really makes it a little easier too when you go back. But I was in New Jersey at Bertoia Auctions this weekend doing their sale of antique toys. They had boats, trains, automobiles, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Was John Candy there?
right. Well, by the looks, it looked like he could have been. It was a good crowd. And then they did holiday collectibles. So it was Dresdens and Christmas decorations and some patriotic decorations. But overall, it was one of these collections that they curated, they put together. It was a long weekend because we did close to 1,500 lots. So the first day, Saturday, was 900 and some lots. And that's a long day. That's a very long day. But the stuff was wonderful. And usually I can do at one of these auctions about 90 to 110 lots an hour. We were doing about 60 or 70 because there was just so much activity with the internet. And we had at least 50 to 60 people in the room, and we had telephone bidders. And so it was a real a wonderful thing to see that I like when that happens, is that it was a good group of people there. There was active bidding all across the board. But it also, the downside to that is, and this is where technology comes in, and you've experienced this a lot with Skype and everything, is that it's not as reliable as, I mean, it's
only
there.
Only with me. I'm the only one that he has trouble with Skype because I probably don't know how to use it right. That's all. I'm just saying.
If we hadn't just received a note from another show host saying Skype on the fritz, what's the phone number? I would accept that and just move on. But quite more prevalent,
And this is the auction season, so there was a lot of auctions taking place on Saturday, and this was a long sale, so we were experiencing just some lags. I mean, it wasn't like it went down and it was awful and it was, you know,
no.
It just was lags. It's the server can only take so much traffic. So
the only problem with that is, since you are in the it's your job to keep the room moving.
In the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, what's going on?
All right, let's just all sit and wait.
And of course, all the bidders are like, well, just take my bid. I'm bidding, come on. And I'm like, well, right, but if this were your collection, you would like us to wait, which we are going to do, so hold on.
So, yeah, slow your roll.
So politely, yes. Slow your roll.
Jill, I just wish one time, you would be able to go to watch one of these toy auctions with these collectors, especially a train auction, because it would open. Oh my God! You make jokes about, or people. We always make jokes about the type of bidders who bid at these sales, but each collecting discipline has a different personality.
Right.
And I would love for you just to sit through one train auction, it would change your life what you think of collectors.
Well, you can come out, actually, the December 9th, I think it is, December 9th, we're doing, out here in Los Angeles, Julian's is selling Neil Young's collection of rock and roll and guitar-related things, but he also had purchased, he was a purchasing interest in Lionel. And not a lot of people know that. It was more of the contemporary Lionel, but he bought the company because his son had a physical ailment that was difficult for him. There was something, and I don't remember that, and I'm sorry, but it was an ailment that Neil Young invented ways for him to use the train controls, and he could enjoy watching the trains because he really liked the trains, but he couldn't use the controls. It was difficult. There was something, whether it was MS or muscular, muscular dystrophy, something. But it was something that he had, these motor controls that was difficult with his hands. So he created these. Anyway, we're selling the prototypes and things like that, and that will be in, and a lot of other trains, a lot of Lionel trains, and a lot of stock, and a lot of boxes. So that's going to be in December.
But my favorite thing with the Lionel trains was the, I don't know if you remember those little smoke pellets.
Oh, yes.
Marshall, do you remember those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had one. Yeah. I remember we had them when I was a kid.
That was the biggest treat, was to be able to drop that smoke pellet.
My father never used to like to buy toys, but he bought two sets. He had his own train uniform made up, all in denim for Jackie Miles, and he bought us all train uniforms, and he set up two, the large scale and the HO scale. He was big. He loved things like that.
Yeah.
Drove my mother crazy. And yes, we had the smoke that came out and everything like that.
And the little areas where the station. Anyway, so much more fun than a video game, but you know.
Yes. Well, but again, that was the plugging video game of the time.
But this is, I'm really, I cannot wait for the renaissance from this particular period, because if you remember setting, you couldn't just, there were people obviously who had train rooms and they had their whole thing set up. But for the regular folk, you had to sit there and put together the track.
Put it together.
Right.
I remember putting that all together. The track, and which way is it going to go?
I know. And how are we going to do this? And then the piece that made the connection for me never worked.
And my mother would always say, okay, if you're done with it, now put it away. So after you spend an hour and a half putting it together, you play with it for a half an hour, and then it takes you another hour and a half to take it apart.
Mother's
what's that about?
Anyway, right. So but there went that's a lot of time.
Fascinating things. But that's what, at the collectors, they're looking at all of these different historic things, and it's interesting because every color, every car has a different significance and when it was produced and all this. And it's, some of them, are very diehard just fans and collectors, which is wonderful. So that was great. And the sale this weekend, as I said, was very successful. There was several Marklin boats and trains and cars. They all did really well. So,
and a quick question,
moving on to the next.
Is this something that the collectors, as for example, in the major art sales in November and May, or the jewelry sales or watches, people in that industry do know when these are. Was this one particularly well attended because people in the toy collecting, because this is the time, or?
Well, it's a combination of the time and the collection. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
One of the things is, because this is the time of year, Bertoia, they have a history of doing certain things at certain times of the year, and this particular sale happens every year in November, and it's usually a pretty large sale.
Second and they weekend. Usually,
yeah, and it's usually all of the major collectors, they hit the different disciplines. There's cast iron, then there's the tin, Christmas, the tin, and usually a lot of the really good larger collections happen at this sale. So to answer your question, yes, they are aware of, and they put it up at this time of the year so that people can plan for next year already, that they know that the sale is going to happen.
Yeah, it's also the weekend. The sale takes place the weekend after the major Allentown Toy Show. So there's at the Allentown Fairgrounds, they do, it's one of the oldest and one of the biggest. The Chicago Toy Show is another one, but not as, I want to say, people have know it. They go to it. They go to the Allentown Toy Show to see what's going on. And Bertoia is always, they always have a booth there and they're showcasing what is coming up in the sale the next weekend. So it's a perfect placement. So it works out really well.
So that,
that's why.
I guess. Yeah. So hint, some forethought. Hey, boys and girls, a little bit of forethought and putting
it's
this
all planning.
People
think this just happens, but it doesn't.
That particular assumption is, now rife in so many fields. It just happens, you know. And if you walk into your area and flip on your device, it just happens.
Right.
So why would you think otherwise? It's just when you go to do that, whatever it is, that you discover that there might be a few steps along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also this weekend there was something that sold, which was pretty significant. And here's a hint: when in the course of human events, there was a Holt printing of the Declaration of Independence that was done in John Holt was the printer in New York, and it was the printed version of the Declaration of Independence. It was only one of five known, and that ended up, they had it estimated, I think, at $500,000 to $1 million, and with the buyer's premium and everything, it sold for $1.5 million over the weekend. So another just rare piece of Americana that was found, discovered, and it was in the same family for over 240 years. I mean, just passed down.
That's provenance. Really, that's great provenance. That is provenance.
Yeah.
That is the quintessential definition of provenance. Yeah.
It was the anonymous consigners whose family passed down Colonel David Mulford's copy of the Declaration, held onto it for 241 years. And they also offered up 70 other rare documents from other families, including revolutionary broadsides and manuscripts. So really, you love when you get something like that fresh to market, hasn't seen the market for 241 years.
Yeah, there were a couple other things
not
that
burned.
Sold. Yeah. There were a couple other things that actually sold very well this weekend. One of them was they did a sports sale, and in Louisville, and it was the Louisville Slugger Museum. They featured 500 live auction items of great baseball memorabilia, and Jackie Robinson model. A model bat and his gloves sold for $193,000. So that's pretty significant. And then the other thing that was really kind of cool that sold this weekend was Bob Dylan's one of his acoustic guitars that he played for like 10 years, and it was a Martin acoustic D28 acoustic guitar from 1963, and it sold for $396,000. And this is only the second Dylan guitar to ever come up at auction. I guess they haven't come up that often, but this particular guitar was cool because when George Harrison did his concert for Bangladesh in 1971, and there are photos of Dylan playing this guitar, and also he used this on his Rolling Thunder review 1975. So, and it was sold by his guitar, the person who worked on his guitars. He had it all these years. He bought it from Dylan for $500. And the other great thing about the provenance, what I was saying before, is with this guitar was the actual sales receipt signed by Bob Dylan to this guy.
That's
so
great.
Isn't that great?
Love
so, it. And the other guitar that he played at Newport Folk Festival in 1965, it sold for nearly $1 million back in 2013, and those are the only two known guitars that have sold for Bob Dylan. So that was kind of a cool thing. So
very cool. So, interesting stuff.
Yep. So long, short, life goes on. Or put another way, very common, 'tis the season.
It is the season.
Yeah.
When does it slow down? Till the end of the year. Okay.
This is our busy season because we've got a number of. I mean, just with all the auctions that are going on, November seems to be the big time, and a lot of people wonder why. And it's a lot of it. You get these great collections, and then you go through and you collect payment, you do that, and then it's January, and now we have to start all over again.
Right, you get ready for it.
You're constantly, okay, let's bring in, what do we have? And we have some things for the spring, but usually the big things go in the fall.
Right, and it's
well,
just...
we're gearing up to actually come to Connecticut the first weekend of December, so that's yes. fast.
Is that when that is?
So we're looking...
That HBA?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Did it's they... a little later this year, so we're hoping... that we don't have snow. Because as you are well aware, up in that area, it could happen.
That's right. I remember one of your auctions when it did happen, and I thought it was
did.
Just, it
yes.
was one of those early Thanksgivings, so you did it the week after. I remember the snow actually putting in an appearance.
Well, yeah. I would like Marshall just to put a halt on the snow. Just put in, just call in some favors and make sure that it doesn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
I would like him to do that too.
I've spent most of my political cards here. They're pretty much burned up. I think the good Lord up above has said enough is enough. So you're on your own.
Uh-oh. Oh well, I'll work on. You know, once again, the whole idea is, well, what can you do? So. We'll get him back to that.
Perfect.
I'll put in a word for you. All right, as ever.
Wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
We will talk to you next week from wherever you are.
Yeah, have a great week.
Yeah. All right. Yes, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk next week.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys of Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.